When the reactor at the Three Mile Island Nuclear Generating Station partially melted down in 1979, Chuck Kern lived and worked nearby, and he kept an audio diary of the historic event. When he started his recording on a handheld device, Kern was the controller and personnel manager for a local bedding manufacturer near Harrisburg. He heard about the accident at work.
I was shocked. I was scared.
Kern listened to news updates on the radio and tried to make calls to the company's retail stores, but the phones were tied up and he couldn't even get a dial tone. 40 years later, Kern is a forensic accountant and talking about his experience. What were your initial thoughts about it?
I was 33 at the time. Not too many years out of graduate school and all that sort of thing. And the belief was at the time, and I was young, so anything new was good and anything old was just people being old fuddy-duds. I was probably, and I'm not saying I'm not a proponent of nuclear power now. I'm just saying that at the time, all the publicity was quite favorable. When you're faced with, part of the problem was the coverage at the time. You had the people from the utility company saying one thing. You had Denton from the Atomic Energy Commission saying exactly the opposite. And then you had the governor, Thornburg, coming up and admitting that he actually didn't know who was right and who wasn't.
Yeah, you were told, the public was told by the media that there had been a high level of radiation released sometime after the incident. Then officials with the Nuclear Regulatory Commission said, no, everything's okay, but people should stay indoors. Here's what you said about it then.
They just responded with terms and so forth that were technical and just beyond the comprehension of anybody. They get into discussions of millirams and megarams and rams and rams per hour.
You're trying to believe people who are on the radio who are authorities, but you don't really know, and they're not saying the same thing. They're conflicting. And if there is radiation, I think I probably knew or thought I knew that, you know, it does penetrate buildings.
You can't see it, you can't feel it, you can't smell it, you can't taste it. It's terrible. You just, I said yesterday, I wish to hell the stuff was purple.
You know, if you're being attacked or if there's wildfires going or there are tornadoes coming or flooding or whatever it is, or if you're in a war situation, you can see and sense and feel, if you will, the enemy. You know, you can't see the radiation.
So what did you do? Did you stay indoors?
I'm the youngest of a large family. Quite a few of us were gathered at my one sister's home on, I think it was a Saturday right after the accident. And we weren't talking about the accident. We were just trying to have a good time and some laughs. Then my sister's next-door neighbor came in and asked us if we were listening to NBC News, and we said no. And he said, well, turn it on. They're ordering an evacuation. And what they were ordering was, or I don't even know if they called it an evacuation, they recommended that pregnant ladies and people with preschool-age children should leave the area. So that convinced me to leave. Now, prior to that, at my workplace, we had 125 employees and roughly, and they were all very nervous and concerned. So we held a meeting and told them that, you know, nobody knows for sure what's happening or how it's going to end. If you decide you want to leave and everything works out well here, if you want to come back and come back, your jobs will be here. If it doesn't work out well, God bless you.
In the end, the government says the amount of radiation released during the Three Mile Island accident never exceeded unacceptable levels. But Chuck Kern, like many others in the area, ended up evacuating for a few days until they felt sure they were out of danger.
Probably in perspective, I was only this frightened once before in my life, and that was during the Cuban Missile Crisis when President Kennedy put a blockade around Cuba and put the military on full alert.
Then they returned. And life went on.
Everybody's confident. People are smiling. People are happy. People are back to work. It's almost back to normal, which is very good.
I'm curious about, like, right after the incident, if you felt differently than you had felt before about nuclear power, if you felt like it was less reliable, or if you felt like, I don't know.
Well, yeah, I mean, I was just scared about my life and losing my family, losing my occupation, having to start life over. You know, if you've just had that experience, then you're not going to be so inclined to just say, oh, yeah, I still think nuclear power is great. Let's do it.
Do you think that we have learned something from that accident?
Well, yes, I do. Otherwise, I wouldn't be here. Nothing is foolproof. You know, it reminds me when you ask that question, like one thing we see in the news a lot about lately is driverless automobiles. Well, have you ever heard about a computer glitch? Okay, well, those cars are going to have accidents. No system, I'm sure, is foolproof. And, you know, I think most human beings are pretty well intended. But things will happen. Things will go wrong. And that's the nature of life.
Chuck Kern kept an audio diary of his thoughts as events around the nuclear accident at Three Mile Island were unfolding in March of 1979. He says when it was all over, he threw a party, complete with a cake with frosting and cupcakes made to look like the reactor towers. There's more of our coverage of the Three Mile Island nuclear accident at AlleghenyFront.org. This is the Allegheny Front. I'm Carol Holsapple.